think I prefer the curtain up to you. I prefer it down.
What, the neck curtain?
Mm.
I'll throw it up.
I made a cup of tea.
Thank you, dear.
Very kind of you.
I'm sure you don't want any breakfast. What, nothing at all.
No, you'll
be hungry.
Good.
Eh? What do you mean, good and silly? It's quite getting really hungry.
You want food, not then?
Nothing.
Had my tea last night. Beer and a little bit of food sandwiches last night. I might have a biscuit. Just a little bit of a biscuit. No things about us at all.
No, no spare for yet.
No,
right.
No.
Completed, you got to
stay
it
as it is. Up yours, mate. Go home and tell the clock, and that's it. Well, how you might. What, say the moment?
Got any wood? I had that yesterday. What's our postcode?
1470BB.
He was looking for us on a list. So that's P14, I don't know the rest of it. He looked on a list, he had it. He put 7 something.
7PG. I can always remember it.
Are you good at remembering numbers?
Well, yeah, but I just think PE 14, half of 14 is 7, and then 2. PG. Got a drink?
Yes, darling.
So that's how I remember it. Funny, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very strange. A lot of strange.
Very strange, dear. Very strange.
You always remember numbers. Don't you, car numbers and telephone numbers?
Car numbers are remembered more by the letters than the numbers. Unless there are a specific set of numbers.
When they come round at work and say, this car's blocked in, I say, I'll go and ask Stuart, he'll probably know. Give you a blue, it's a blue something or other, and this is the number. What? Go and ask everybody. They're going to Stuart or Bill then, but they know most of them. I would know one from another.
Well, yes, so I can associate the letters with the car, and the letters with the car go together. And then the numbers I don't remember that well. Some of them I do. just the, now the, with the change of the changeover, they always used to be the letters followed by the numbers, now they've got the initial letter followed by the number, then the letters. Just to say, you associate the car and the numbers together. It would throw me completely if you change somebody's number plate over. If you put Tina's number plate on another car, and vice versa, that would throw it. I'd probably look at it and think, you know, oh, somebody's got a new car, or that looks familiar, but it's not the right car, so I wouldn't think about it. Even though I know Tina's a C211YCL, if it was on a different car, I'd probably look at it and think,
that's not right.
It's not right. It's not Tina's. So I wouldn't think just a trait.
I wouldn't know if she is. If she's at work or at home.
Don't really care, to tell you the truth, in a way. But.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, no, but I care if Tina's not well, and I hope she gets better soon, but I don't care about work and them being in a muddle, no.
Definitely not.
They'll get on with it.
That's not very nice.
It is.
No, it isn't.
Why isn't it?
Because it isn't.
Well, if a lot of others were off, we'd have to cope somehow, wouldn't we? So, there you go. Just because we're off, and possibly team and that was off, so. We'll just have to struggle on as if we were there and a lot of others were off. Don't you agree?
Yes, no.
Right, so what's on the agenda for today?
Are we going shopping?
Where are we going shopping?
Whenever you're ready to take me shopping.
Where?
At this stage, no point in going to dinner for going at moments.
Where?
Wherever you wish to take me.
Where would Anne like to go?
I've got a choice. I don't like Tesco as at Wisbeach, because it's too busy. Right. So it's Gateway, Auburn and Rainbow. I suppose we could go down the rainbow and have a look at that microwave. But I'll have to go into town first. I don't think we'll give you the shopping for nothing, because there's no bank down the rainbow. Well, maybe it's a co-op bank, but I don't think they'll let me have some money out of it.
Maybe not.
Since I'm pressing account with them, I don't think they'll say well, you can have some anyway.
No.
No.
And then we're going into town.
We've got to go into town. Let's see if we can view something today.
Excellent.
In the folder, the ones that we are definitely interested in, and underneath the ones that we are not so interested in.
Yeah, there we go. There's one down, that one down is with town, so I'm just trying to figure out which one it is. 120.
I don't know if that isn't. What we call it? She died not long ago. Hers was mum. It's perhaps dad's moved out. The family that was there in the show. Quite close to her. What was her name? Oh, hers was mother.
Hers was mother.
Little old lady went to Salvation Army. I was very little at. Because you know her as well. When I said, oh my God, she's died, and you said, oh, I know her.
you just got Salvation Army?
Yes, from Salvation Army. And it's a small little man. I can remember her kids and I can't remember her name. So, here's an Terry, mother-in-law's brother Terry, fire officer at Wisbeach. It's his mother-in-law. And she died at home a few months ago. It's awful. It's dreadful. I mean, she's quite fond of her.
Look. It's somewhere, isn't it?
Maxie's.
Maxie's.
I've got a ring around it, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah, here we are, 120. Ah, the one in from the end. The only trouble down is the terrace. Parking. That's the only trouble. The only consolation, if that was a possibility, or if that became a possibility, is mum's only just round the corner. Not that far away, is she? A few hundred yards.
She died.
I'm not going to leave the car in her driveway.
It's a college. I'll get back in the college.
So that is a positive. I was just wondering which one it was, because so I know some of them are a bit, a bit dodgy. I knew they had a lot of trouble with one of them. But near Helen's End. There was one there that was empty and for a long, long while. The builder started building, knocking it about.
And then,
they ran out of money. The builder ran out of money. And it was just a shell. Nothing in it. No windows, no doors, no nothing. He completely gutted it to make it all, to renovate it, and then ran out of money. And then it just stood there, completely empty. And can you imagine a house in the open air in winter?
It wouldn't
do a lot of good, exactly.
It would work and.
Yes, exactly.
And even the brickwork.
No.
It wouldn't damp. And if we've got to be back to mum's for about 3 o'clock time at the latest.
Well, she just sort of. She didn't mean it, but it was her thought that
it
would
work. Yeah, because when you probably run about. Rather than banking. Well, sir, I mean, if we could make an appointment, say, 3:15 or 3:30 to see Sefton Avenue. Because we'd be up there anyway.
Yeah.
Before it got dark and you couldn't see anything anyway.
Oh, we'll have to go and have a look at the light.
And that's it. There's a lot of electricity on. Anyway, you want to have a little crown. See, you can't see. said, you have the Mr. Ellis, I think that means he's not prepared to get, so he's not bothered about coming. Yeah. Is that the way you're reading it?
That's the way I'm reading it.
No worry, because I'm not just leaving in there renting it until the rent forever it goes up. We can't afford it to go up.
I'm disappointed that you've not been to discuss it. And to put the position to him. Look, the market's not very good, I know, but we're sitting tenants. We're quite happy to take it on. We'd like to take it on. If we leave, have you got another tenant to come in? You're going to lose £250 a month. And a good £250 a month. You know, not one that he has any hassle in getting.
That's it, you don't have to keep going. Running around,
I'm
not prepared to go on renting it. No. It's £3,000 a year that could be paid off the place of our own. It's just, I mean, if I said, Martin, if I have to rent it, well, I'd have to rent one. But we can't get anything else and we can't afford anything else. We've just got to go on paying it. But when there's so much other things.
As I say, you look at, I mean, this is £250. You look here in the paper and see how much they are.
Yeah, I know, some of them are terrible.
You're talking £260, £280.
I know,
£370. Detached four bedroom house, admittedly. Albion Granary, two bedrooms.
It's the one I fancy. If I went anywhere into another flat, I quite fancy going into the Albion.
Two bed, second floor, self contained flat, living room, kitchen, bathroom, 12 months, £275 on the third. A mile closed, £280. Norfolk Street, £280.
I wouldn't go into Marda Close, I don't think.
That's furnished, 6 months, £280.
Yeah, well, furnished, you see, they can charge extra.
Norfolk Street, you see, self-contained, principally first floor, flat, two bedrooms, furnished, £280.
You wouldn't want a furnished one now.
No, of course not. But the same.
They are expensive.
£275, which is the same price as a mortgage.
Which is why now that Bruce and Sheila, when they considered it, one said about renting and one in Wisbeach. But I said, Bruce can't afford a mortgage, you can't afford to rent one. It's not anything that's worth living in. Well, 50 quid a week ones are £40 a week and so on. You get what you pay for. Which nowadays isn't a lot, not for that one. I mean, that one I was going to have on Lynn Road there, what was that, 50 a week? I mean, it was
55, wasn't it?
It was clean, that's about all you could say.
Is that the one I'm
No, I think she's down Victoria Road somewhere. She won't tell anybody. But I think she lives somewhere down Victoria Road.
Yeah. I mean, you see her uptown then.
I know, it's because she's lonely, she just wanders about. She gets up, doesn't want to stay in the bed, sit one room. She shares a bathroom and a kitchen. She just goes for a walk, at least she's seeing people. And
yeah, but I mean, the times I've seen her, it's been this end of town rather than that end of town.
Which just makes me think. Victoria Road somewhere, but
she walks to work.
She doesn't do any other. She's got a vehicle, she can't walk.
No, but that just makes me think why. That's what makes me think she's going to walk
home. That she could be. That weren't a bed sit that I was in for now. She had a bathroom, but it was a kitchen bedroom and things. It was only tiny, like alcove bedroom.
Oh, yeah, I've been in one of them. Yeah, I've seen them.
It was the only one with its own kitchen, the one that I was going to have. Because it was right up top and there were the tiny attic bedroom thing was made into it. Not very simple, but it had a couple in the sink.
Yeah.
I would say that was 50 or something a week and it wasn't. The only thing I thought about it was safe and it was clean. Needed a bit of personalised, but it was old-fashioned furniture, but it was polished, it was clean. And a reasonable carpet on the floor and so on.
Mm.
But it wasn't worth £50 a week.
Well, that's what they're going for, though, isn't it? If they can get them for that, that's what they're
well, people are desperate, the bar, they'll have whatever, they have to pay.
Yeah.
When you think that one new draw for, what, was 33,260 a month or something, isn't it? That's going to be about 240, 250 a month for that one down new draw. £33,000 worked out £260,000, didn't it?
Oh, the mortgage, you mean?
The mortgage. So it was £250 a month to buy a place.
Yeah.
And they want £280 to rent one. Seems quite ridiculous.
What? So if you're prepared to buy a flat? That's the only thing, isn't it? If you're prepared to buy a flat.
Yeah, but at least you've actually got the property, haven't you? Somebody else to have it. Because if you can't sell it, you can always rent it again. Which is what a lot of people are doing with old houses, especially. They buy a house because they've had a child or something, they can't afford to, they can't sell that one, so they rent that out, which pays a mortgage for it, and start again on another mortgage.
You'll be the careful when you're renting out.
Definitely in tenants.
Tenants.
That's why it's best to go through an agency or something like White and Eddie's, because they have people that collect them, they have people who have to take up references.
Yeah, but not only that, but I mean.
They have proper leases.
Yeah.
But I mean, after all, that, they're yeah, out.
But it counts towards your income as well.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, yeah, you're taxed on it.
Counts towards your income.
A lot of people are doing it.
Oh, I know, but well, still, come on.
A lot of people are doing it because they just can't. Circumstances, through the job or something means they've got to go away, or they can't afford, they can't sell them, so they. But I don't know if that would make your income different if you were still paying a mortgage or what. Even though all the money you were getting in was getting paid out again.
I think you'll find it counts towards your income. So, I mean, if you had a job.
Paying them all tax.
You got a job, so.
But I think the expenses when you're.
Earning £10,000 a year, and you're getting £250 a month as well in rent.
Yeah, but you'd better claim expenses.
I think so, yeah.
You wouldn't pay the board with taxable.
Oh, I don't know.
You'd pay an expense.
Yeah.
Otherwise, probably that's why they are, Dave, because they have to do things like that. Yeah.
That's probably why they're the price they are, like £280. Because people have taken
50, 30 quid a week towards a bloody, what they get stopped off them.
And people have taken out big mortgages like Tina. To pay off the mortgage, they've got to charge so much for that.
Tina, for that little house, I mean, now you'd go. 250. I mean, Tina pays £248 a week a month. £348 a month mortgage on that little house.
Yeah.
I mean, that was bloody 39,000. What was it, 41 when she had it? Was it 41, I think. I mean, now they're going for 32. We could afford one like that.
Yeah, we could. One couple in there, wouldn't
they? They don't sell now. They're not selling at all. If you're renting, no, because they can't sell them. It's a nice enough little house, but I'm keen on it, yeah.
I don't like the bedroom situation. No, the one.
I've had a door and a wall.
You just straight upstairs and you fall into bed. Handy, I suppose, but in some respects, look. I mean, it just doesn't. I mean, in a way, I suppose, Martina being a non-smoker, and Wiggy being a non-smoker isn't so bad, but I mean, if you're like us, I mean, the smoke's
that's
just...
That's why Taylor doesn't like people smoking in our house, because it gets into our bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. The smoke would just rise straight up and... straight up into the bedroom. That means she doesn't smoke anyway, so I mean...
She doesn't like people smoking in our house. Because she says, I don't want my bedroom smelling the smoke and sheets and everything else.
She would do,
and they have done a bit more to it since Wiggy's been there, in as much as she's had a big curtain.
Across the top of the stairs, right?
All the way across, because they couldn't sleep.
Because of the light in that little...
Because it was light. See, even the patio door light went...
straight upstairs.
Upstairs. No. Because it's...
skylight.
Skylight. No. He's had a blind put up, a special blind. He was spread across the fan light. Which is had curtains. A big trap put across, which...
And shut it off.
Shut it right off. She just wasn't sleeping. It was broad daylight. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, you've had all that done. Trapped across the ceiling and so on. Shut the floor and top off. She said she just couldn't sleep.
With
a
light?
With all the light there. Daylight and sunshine and the bloody thing. So when she got off, he had a job getting off when when it was sunlight shining through the bloody thing on his face. He had a special skylight blind. Looking at an ordinary one, was lying down. Just be on the runners on the side as well. Just fall down. Yeah. He's got a light frame with a pulling.
Like a Venetian blind in a way, or just. Or a straight down blind, but at an angle, but on runner style.
It's got
yeah.
Runner style design, and you see.
She'd still have 9,000, wouldn't she?
She must have paid a bit off, she'd been there about 3 years.
Yeah, say she owes me 9,000 anyway.
Yeah.
But then if they wanted another mortgage, it would be...
That'd be added to it, you see.
They'd probably have a £50,000 mortgage to pay off the existing mortgage on that one and the balance. I mean, they could afford it to even.
I don't know, Mr. Steve must have paid.
£80 every week. Yeah. Yeah, that would cut it down, wouldn't it? I mean, on their earnings, they'd be able to afford it, but if you consider the outgoings as well, then which is exactly £80.
Mind you, saying that, £350 a month to buy a bigger mortgage anyway, nowadays.
But the interest rate, yeah, it would only buy the same sort of mortgage the team has got on it already.
Yeah, well that's what I mean, they could afford a better property for about 44,000 or whatever, for the same money. Because that's how it's worked out.
No, but she's still owing, if she sold it, she's still owing the balance between the selling price and...
Yeah, so she's got to buy a cheaper one and be added to it.
That'll be added to it, see.
Just his wages, how much extra they could afford.
That's it.
Well, not Steve, they'd like one. They'd like one with a spare bedroom so the children could come and stuff. I mean, Taylor's worried now, she's got his mother coming for Christmas for a fortnight. You'd rather have she's got to sleep in the living room.
That's probably the next month. That's about 50, so I don't know.
52, probably get 50.
So you're looking at that.
Hefty mortgage. Tina reckons out of her wages, she's got £96 a week out of her wages, just for mortgage and
expenses.
Expenses that was gone before she started.
Yeah. And then out of Wiggy's, he's got.
£75, I think, you pay. A lot of money gone before you even start.
Then they go to the Kenyan Safari.
James' car, which is never like that car, ever. She had a nice car before Chris made her have that, more or less. She didn't want it. She hated it at first, she wouldn't drive it. Noisy and clumsy, she didn't like it at all. She never had it either.
Look, bad car, is it?
She didn't like it. Never been happy with it. Never. It was Chris's idea to have this. These are one and that model, he talked her into it.
Yeah.
But she hated it at first. She'd do anything rather than drive it at first. I don't know what she had before, but it was a... Then it was quite old. I think it was a car that she'd had for... well looked after, I don't use to see to it for her, but it was, she'd had it for some years as a result of moving about it, you see. But it was the second car that she'd ever had, sort of thing.
Mm.
She'd had it 5 or 6 years, or something like that. It was about 10-year-old when she got rid of it, something like that.
Yeah.
But see, it was a lovely little car, really. She hated that.
Mm.
Tanks
used to pull up. Hated. In fact, one that Elizabeth Terrace one is the one I think it is. Which is the one fairly near the end. In that bottom row. Live in the first one, they still live in the first one. On the corner, on the floor, they moved actually now. They may have done. What a funny feeling they have now. But, they can. Who's that?
Hey, come on.
Nothing else. Somebody kick you out of bed this morning, Brian? Somebody must have kicked him out of bed this morning. 20 past 10. That ain't bad. Well, I thought I could look about it now, didn't we?
Yeah.
You haven't sounded?
Don't mind.
No, not at all. I could look at the old...
Hello, darling. This is the key.
You.
Well, I got the bank, so whatever. And if you make an appointment to view some places, then we'll know what time we've got to do in the shopping and fit it in round taking mum. This afternoon?
In the morning? Oh, yeah, why? Yeah. I mean,
if you could see Second Avenue on who drove today.
If there's not available, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty of time. I don't really want to go on a Saturday. I do like your Sunday afternoons with mum.
You like your Sunday afternoons with Helen?
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be absolutely. If I had to go out, I'd have to go out. And the was always Saturday morning before I seen Adam, but then Stuart likes to sleep in. But no, I think Saturday's out really. It's not a day for viewing hours. About Sunday, Mum could come as well.
Oh,
yes, people at work all the week then.
Yeah.
It's dark in the evenings, so they're definitely. That's the only time you can view a property. I mean, unless somebody's living in it, you can't go in the evenings in the winter, can you? And I don't fancy a house that somebody's actually living in. Because then you've got to wait while they're... And it can all fall through because theirs has fallen through, or they can't get out when you want, and that can go on for, can it not? Sometimes you just can't be out because there's nothing in your price range or that you like that isn't empty, but I prefer them. Empty property so that when we decide and whatever, you can just go. Certainly if it's East Afton Avenue this afternoon or New Grove or something like that today, that's fine, isn't it?
No problem.
Two of them at New Grove are downstairs and one is upstairs. The one upstairs, because it hasn't got a bare window, larger. The upstairs one is slightly larger.
The upstairs one's larger. Yeah.
They are, because I've been through number 7, which is an upstairs one. It hasn't got any bare windows. It is the larger, the 2, 5 and 6, which are downstairs.
Who's selling that one?
One's cornerstone, two is Hansard. Yeah. I think it's cornerstone one that's the larger of the two, the three. I mean, if you've got the key to both of them, I can't decide on doing both of them, you might as well go and see them.
Yeah.
Both of them. See which one you like the best, or if you like them at all. But has it got that financial package?
Has it gone to?
Yeah.
I don't know about the same
applies
to the other two.
I said in the paper that the financial package is there.
The cornerstone.
Oh, 100 pounds.
You can actually say that in Hansard. Half,
yeah.
It's the same
level. And actually the one at Cornerstone is £50 cheaper than the both of them at Hansard. Yes. One's £9.99
and one's £9.95. Yeah.
So it's £45 different. Ridiculous.
Well, it's a good way. You think about it, he's got four flats there, doesn't he?
Oh yeah.
Four flats for £30,000, that's £120,000 for 2 hours.
Yeah.
That could be £60,000 apiece.
Yeah.
Whereas if he sold them separate houses, he'd probably get $40,000 apiece.
Yeah.
$45,000 even apiece.
Yeah.
So He's making money by selling those flats, isn't he?
Yeah. The only difference is he's had a few thousand extra because he's got two kitchens, two bathrooms.
Yeah, true. He's had the fittings. Yeah, extra to fittings.
But apart from that, an extra bath instead of the other bedroom, yeah. And another kitchen instead of a dining room or something. And that's the only difference. Say 3,000-4,000 probably. For the extra bits and pieces, that's all. I don't know how many of them there are. Whether there's only them four flats or whether there's a block and another block and another block of fours down the road. I mean, I don't know.
I can see there's... You've built that one block.
There might be four blocks of four or something, I don't know.
Not enough space for it.
No, I don't know. I mean, you know the air better than
that. So, not the garages down or something?
I have no idea, though. I know where the council houses are, and you said it's operative, but I mean, I can't visualise how much land there is. I only know that by going to school and thinking another. Go and have a drive round there, no, on the way. Oh, look where they are. Are they now? No?
Yeah.
Probably should have gone the other way into town, but...
Neither there.
Huh?
Neither here nor there. Yeah.
Well, you could have gone sort of like round the rainbow end. That way on, that's what I meant. Going on the bypass, that end of town. Would have been perhaps a little bit near.
If you look at them first, it might help you to decide whether
well,
you like
it, whether you want to go and see them.
Whether you want to go and see them or not. Whether you like the position.
I mean, we know where Second Avenue is, we know that's...
Well, we know where it
nice
is.
Nice house.
Well, we don't know.
Well,
yet.
I mean,
you haven't seen it, yeah, I mean, you haven't actually looked into...
No, I mean, I know which house it is, with that corner one, and you do, don't you?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I think so as well.
It'd be nice just to go and have a quick check.
Oh,
just to make sure you like it, or...
It is the house we're thinking about. We think it is.
You may not like it.
I said as soon as I see it in the paper, though, that looks nice. Where's that? And not sure. That one.
It's on here. That one there, right in the corner, yeah?
Yeah.
Presumably.
That's it.
That's the thing, isn't it? I thought it was a separate one. I thought it was a tax one. It's an older property, not got double glazing.
Nice. Nice house though, isn't it?
It's an older side house.
You know, sometimes I like the same.
Yeah,
they've got,
yeah, true, very true.
They've got, very
true.
Nice house.
A bit more there, see the front, a bit better.
Yeah. This is the back door flat. This
nice
one, because it's, yeah, there's the back view, like, I mean, that's... That's a back door, isn't it? So you have the downstairs back and the front stairs go up to the... You can't actually see any stuff. That's definitely a back door.
There's a parking space as well.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of parking space. Outside there's a garden. Car parking in space and commuter driving area, which has been through there. Yeah. Oh, it's not a bad house.
Not that.
I'm
did you think? John Wright's husband.
Oh yeah,
that one.